Welcome. You are listening to Living, Loving and Learning, the blog and podcast on SolomonArrow.com.
Motherhood is more than a concept. It is life. It is an experience that has its roots in the depths of the heart and soul of a mother. It is the life a mother experiences and shares with those she mothers. It is a life she lays down in unreserved sacrifice. So we love our mothers because the first loved us and nurtured us. Hello there, my name is Solomon Arrow and I am delighted to have you listening in. Today, I am speaking on the topic, in honor of motherhood. My mother. Speaking biologically, it is a no-brainer that fathers make it possible for mothers to become mothers. Likewise, mothers are the ones who make it possible for fathers to become fathers. One cannot be without the other. That should humble all of us. In the human experience, the existence of every male and female is tied to a mother. Even with the cutting of the umbilical cord. Under nature, one cannot be a male mother or a female father. These do not exist in nature. If you are not a female by birth, you are a brother. Some people may feel differently, but the natural potential of a male is to become a father, not a mother. It is what agrees with nature, the physiology of the human, and his experience toward the transmission of life. Nevertheless, motherhood goes beyond the important and impossible to diminish processes of receiving a seed, conception, gestation, and the birthing of a child. The nuance of being a mother transcends the physical. Even nurture is far much more transcendent than the physical. Pushing the envelope a little further, it is motherhood that makes a Mother Teresa and other distinctions of motherhood possible. Consequently, the distinctions of biological mother, stepmother, foster mother, mother-in-law, mother superior, godmother, surrogate mother, and etc. do exist. Hey Solomon, leave all that Dogon Turenchi alone. My mother is my mother, period. I can never trade her for anything. I share your feelings, but not everyone can say that of their biological mothers or other mother figures in their lives. But without the risk of sounding insensitive, their experience does not diminish motherhood as God intended it. Motherhood is more than a concept. It is life. It is an experience that has its roots in the depths of the heart and soul of a mother. It is the life a mother experiences and shares with those she mothers. It is a life she lays down in unreserved sacrifice. So we love our mothers because the first loved us and nurtured us. We can and do feel the motherhood of a mother. That is why a nostalgic Prince Nico Mbaga will sing, "Sweet Mother, I no go forget you." Motherhood transcends socio-cultural and economic stratification. Rich or poor, a mother is a mother. She might even be physically, mentally, or traditionally challenged in one form or the other, she remains a mother. A society only goes as far as it respects, celebrates, or diminishes motherhood. So when the scriptures admonish children to obey and honor parents, it places father and mother on an equal footing to be honored and obeyed. Why? Because it is the right thing to do, and it is well-pleasing to the Lord. It is also that the days of children may be prolonged and that things will go well with them. There is an African proverb that says, no matter how wealthy or great a person may become, his father can never refer to him as my father. A child can never outgrow the mother. Another proverb reiterates. Finally, I would like to share Nemo Nemo, the soundtrack in the Igbo language from the Super Story TV drama series Ninna, in honor of motherhood, which featured Sean George and Yinka Olukunga.
Nemo Nemo, Ezibo Nemwe. Nemo Nemo, Ezibo Yoyunim. Mama, Nemo Nemo, Ezibo Nemo Mae. Chukubiko Dodo Goze Nemo Nana Maka. Nemo Mama, Obukwa Nemwe. Nama Jonjo, Obukwa Nemwe. Anya Onem, Obukwa Nemwe. Chukubiko biko goze nemu nye yoganiru. Chukubiko gosie. Ochie dike mama. Na goze nem. Nemo. Ochie dike nem. Chukubiko gosie. Ochie dike mama. Nemo, Nemo, Ezibo Nemwe. Nemo, Nemo, Ezibo Yoyo Mama. Nemo, Nemo, Omalicha Mama. Chukubiko Daddy Gose Nemo Neyoganiru. Nema Mama, Obukwa Nemwe. Nema Jonjo, Obukwa Ezibo Nem. Mama, Ukwe Jiennem, Obukwa Nemwe. Chukubiko Daddy Gose Nemo Nana Maka. Chukubiko Gose. Oche Dike Mama. Na Gose Nem. Gose Nemo. Oche Dike Nem. Chukubiko Gose. Oche Dike Mama.
Translated in English, it means, my mother, my mother, my very good mother, my mother, my mother, my very good sweet mother, my mother, my mother, my beautiful mother. God, please bless my sweet mother, because my mother is beautiful. If my mother is beautiful, she's my mother. If my mother is ugly, she's still my mother. If my mother is blind, she's still my mother. God, God, please bless my mother and enlarge her coasts. God, please bless my old strong mother. Father, bless my old strong mother. My mother, my mother, my sweet mother, my beautiful mother. If my mother is beautiful, she's still my mother. If my mother is ugly, she's still my mother. If my mother is crippled, she's still my mother. God, please bless my mother. My old strong mother. Father, bless my mother. My sweet strong mother. Every mother, and I mean every mother, is worthy of honor. I hope you are honoring yours. My mother is my mother. What more can I say? Thank you. Do not forget to keep living, loving and learning.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Solomon Arrow is an author, pastor, teacher, and speaker whose passion it is to help people become what God desires them to be and through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, fulfill His plan and purpose for their lives. You can contact Solomon through his website, www.solomonarrow.com.